Yo, we are back at it again with another episode of Sell Speaks. I told you, we on it. We not missing. We gonna keep on hitting. So we are pushing, okay? And listen, the topic that I have for you guys today, man, it's been a fun one. It's a relationship one. And I know sometimes you guys love the relationship topic. So, you know, if you guys already don't know, my name is Acel Jean-Pierre Jr. I go by Sell Speaks. This is the Sell Speaks podcast. If you haven't already, please take a moment to like and subscribe this video. And if you don't mind, you know, you could also share with the homies. So we're trying to build up the viewership and subscribership, because at the end of the day, the point is to keep bringing you quality content and keep pushing good content. And that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Just want to be a blessing, bring value as best as we can and grow from there. And so today's topic is, I was having a conversation with my cousin, and you know, we were talking about relationships, and you know, she's a little older, and she was talking about how the dating scene is so bad. And then she was like, yeah, you know, I like this guy or whatever, but we're just friends. And I said, wait, hold on, what does that mean, just friends? And so I asked, I said, can you explain to me exactly what you mean by just friends? And she was like, well, you know, we used to talk, we used to kick it, he likes me, we go on dates and stuff like that, but that's just a friend. And so when she said, I said, well, how many more friends do you have? And she was like, oh, you know, all my guy friends are just friends. You know, that's really what it is. And I was trying to explain to her, like, that is, to me, one of the biggest issues and leading causes in why a lot of relationships are a mess, but also why people can't get into quality relationships. It's because we are literally mischaracterizing the relationships that we have in our lives. And so people who are not friends, we are labeling them as friends so that we can keep them around, keep them in our sphere, keep talking to them. And we can't understand why we're not able to kind of move forward in the ways that we want to move forward. And so I just thought, you know what? Today we are going to tackle the classification of friends and boundaries. So we just gonna get into it. Like, the reality is that if you have screwed a person, 9 times out of 10, that is not a friend. Now, can we say there are exceptions to the rule? Like, you guys had a thing at like 16, and then at 32, you know, you guys link up, you're in completely different places at life, you know what I mean? It's cool. Honestly, I wouldn't even waste my time entertaining it, because the reality is friends don't have romantic feelings for each other. Friends don't want to be with each other. Friends are purely platonic. And if the feelings between you two are not purely platonic, then the reality is you guys are not friends. If I'm someone who's seen you in a relationship with someone, and I'm waiting for you to be single so I can take my shot. And so while I'm waiting for you to be single, I'm developing a friendship with you. I'm not your friend. I'm just a patient man. I'm a patient suitor. My uncle used to say it this way, you know, you got dogs and wolves. And he would say dogs are the ones who, like, they just go. They go after you no matter what. Single, not single, they just gonna try and come after you. But then you have wolves who are more patient, and they'll wait for their time, and they'll strike where the time is right. Now, we're not using the literal behaviors of dogs and wolves, but you get the point. And so there are a lot of, and I'm going to just say women, there are a lot of women who think that they have friends, who these guys in their life are their friends. But reality is, that's not your friend. He's just waiting for the opportunity where, when you're single and where he thinks he has a shot, he's going to try and talk to you. And it's vice versa. I've dealt with that with females that I thought were just my friends, but they were just really women who were keeping close to me so that when they felt that they had an opportunity, they would take it. I've definitely dealt with that. Like, there's certain things I'm not going to say because I don't embarrass nobody, but like, I've dealt with that where women were close enough, or they were, oh, you know, I want to sing this song, can you play for me? I wanted this and that. And it was like, they were really trying to like get to know me so more could evolve, and their interest wasn't just being friends. It was, can we get closer? Can we develop a relationship? Can more come out of this? And why this becomes so important is that if you are in a relationship, if you are married, these type of friendships will be extremely problematic because they're always going to be somewhat of a problem in your actual relationship. Because remember, the person wants to be with you. So that means they don't care for your girlfriend, fiance, or wife. And so now what happens is when you go to this person and, you know, you might, you trust them. So you're venting and you're like, well, this is how I feel. And this is what's going on. And this is what happened, yada, yada. And you're saying whatever you're saying. The advice that they give you may not necessarily be advice that's going to lead you to stay with the person that you're with. Because remember, their goal is to be with you. It's not for you to be with them. It's for you to be, it's not for you to be with the other person. It's for you to be with them. So the type of advice that you'd get, and you think this is a person that you could trust, a person who has your best interest, when really it's just a person who wants to be with you. And that's for the people who are relationships. Where it becomes extremely problematic, you know, and I see, you know, I could be wrong, but I feel like women do this a lot more than guys, where we miscategorize the relationships. I feel like with guys, like, we just know. We know who, like, okay, I know why you're in my life. You know, I know what's going on here. I know the reality of the situation. I understand our agreement. I feel like with women, and I could be wrong because I've been out the game for a while, but I feel like with women, women will call men friends who are not their friends. Like, the guy is taking you out on dates. He's texting you, good morning, beautiful. And you're like, oh, that's just my friend. And it's like, that's not a friend. Because the question that I always ask that kind of gets them, and I'll ask you guys too, is that, let's say you're not in a relationship. If you're married, would you still be able to be friends with this person? Could you go out with this person one-on-one and it wouldn't be any disrespect to your marriage if you were married? Like, could you be alone with this person and your spouse would be fine? Because if you can't do any of those things, that is not a friendship. People who you were talking to, trying to get with, people who you've had sexual relationships with, whether it was intercourse or oral or whatever it was, people who you were trying to date, people who you have a massive attraction to, you cannot label these people as friends because that's not your friend. That's someone that you're interested in. That's someone that a part of you wants. And you have to ask yourself, should we want our friends? Is a friend someone you should want? If you want to be with your friend, that's not your friend. That's a potential partner. That's a romantic interest. And so what happens is that we are keeping romantic interests in our lives and wondering why they cause issues in our relationship life, right? So, for example, the same cousin of mine had a lot of romantic interests that she was labeling as friends, but they were not friends. They were romantic interests. And without realizing it, keeping contact or relationships, the insinuation isn't like, you know, you're screwing or you're having sex with these people or anything like that. It's just that you tried the date, it didn't really work out. Oh, can we be friends? Okay, sure, whatever. And so you keep people around who are never actually really your friends, but, you know, it's good company. They come with their benefits, they come with their value, so you keep them around, not realizing that they're taking up the space of the person who should actually be there. But because these are your friends, you never get rid of them and make room for the people who actually should be there, right? I'm gonna say that again. You have all these friendships that are actually really romantic interests. And because all of these romantic interests are taking up all of this real estate in your life, you don't have room for the right person. And here's the other thing you have to consider too. When the right person comes in, they're going to see, like, yo, you have a ton of guy friends or you have a ton of female friends. And, like, I don't really think they're friends. Every time you post a picture, you know, she be putting the hearts emoji. Oh, you so sexy. You so fine. Go ahead, best friend. Go ahead, big bro. You know, saying all this stuff. And it's like, the relationship isn't really like that. It's like, if you were to try, would they say no? You know, you see those TikToks all the time. You know, they introduce themselves. Oh, who's this? Oh, this is my best friend. Oh, that's the fun one. This is my best friend. Oh, this is my bestie. This is my brother. This, you know, I hear that all the time. Girls, oh, that's my brother. And then they go to the guy and be like, if she wanted to smash. No. What they'll do is this. They'll do this instead. So the guy won't be there. And they'll tell the girl, okay, you got a guy best friend. She'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, okay, call him right now and tell him that you want to be with him and you want to mess with him and see what he says. And 9 times out of 10, the best friend doesn't say, oh no, that's so nasty. Ew, how dare you? No, it's usually, oh yeah, I'm down, let's go. And the girl's like, oh my gosh, I'm so shocked. And it's like the same cycle, rinse and repeat. I think on the flip side, with women will keep men that bring them some level of amusement or value. You know, he takes you out to eat. He's fun to talk to. It's a companion. You don't want to be with him. You have no interest in being with him. You know he likes you. You know he wants to be with you, but you call him a friend. In essence, you know, friend zoning him, right? And so the guy, he just kind of settles for whatever space that he can get in your life because he doesn't have enough self-confidence or security in himself to just be like, I'm not settling for this. So he really just takes whatever you give him. And so all he's given is, oh, you're just my friend. And so, okay, he's your friend. He's going with you to the movies. He's going with you shopping. He's carrying your bags. He's doing all this stuff. And he's kind of just like a little plaything. And then the moment someone ever says like, oh, you know, would you ever date him? It's like, oh no, that's just my friend. And it's like, it's not a friend. Like, you don't have to put a friend in the friend zone. They've just always been there. You don't have to friend zone a friend. And so I think, like, it becomes very important and it will save you a lot of unnecessary stress if you begin to properly characterize and label your relationships properly, right? 9 times out of 10, an ex is not a friend. That should not be someone that you're close to, especially if you're in another relationship. For what? Oh, I've known this person my whole life. You know, we're so close. Yeah, you were so close because y'all was dating. You were so close because you guys were sharing bodily fluids. That's why you're so close. But now you're in something new. So why entertain something old if you're in something new? And that would cause problems for the other person. Because imagine you're trying to build a new relationship with somebody, but they're sitting here tethered to somebody old. And understand, it only takes one moment on the wrong day with the right person for anything to happen. You'll think like, oh, you know, my feelings for this person are done in past. Nothing will ever happen. And then you just get into the right situation at the wrong time. And all of a sudden, something you never thought would happen happens. And that happens all the time. People, oh, I'll never this, I'll never that. I've seen and also dealt with it myself where, you know, women, I'll never this, I'll never talk to you again. We're never going to whatever. And then a little time passes. Oh, hey, big head, what's up? What's going on? How are you? Oh, don't worry, we're just friends. I'm not trying anything. And then a couple of hours later, a lot of things are being tried. A lot of things are happening. And that so-called friendship, yeah, ain't nothing friendly about what's going on. We, if anything, we fake boyfriend and girlfriend at this point because we doing all the stuff that a boyfriend and girlfriend would do. And so, like, that's what I'm telling you. Like, if you really are, you know, and this is especially if you're in a relationship. Like, if you're married, don't do that to yourself. Because the other part of it, too, is, like, you'll create and breed insecurity in your partner. And you'll do that not because they're insecure, but you're literally doing things you shouldn't be doing. Like, if my wife was entertaining guys who I knew liked her and wanted to be with her and wanted to date her, or she was constantly talking to her ex-boyfriends, there's a problem there. Because you had a romantic relationship with this person. You had a very intimate relationship with this person. That relationship failed. How can you be trying to build a new and stronger and better intimate relationship with someone else when you're still holding on to an old intimate relationship? Like, memories and experiences don't just fade away. They are etched into your body. They are etched into your mind forever. And if you're trying to build something new, Why would you, again, stay tethered to something old? And so for my men, my young fellas, my males, right? Like, stop keeping women in your life that are not friends. Like, you know, we talk about the roster, the multiple women that you can hit up anytime. You have to ask yourself what you're trying to achieve when it comes to relationships. If you want to get married, if you want to have a successful marriage, having multiple women around you who like you is the worst possible thing that you could do. Well, for the obvious reason that if the woman that you're supposed to be with enters your life, she's going to see all of these girls all over you, calling you all the time, sending you pictures, texting you. One of them is going to do something reckless one time. You know, maybe you see one of them in public and there's a thing. And she's going to see that and be like, yo, there's a lot of girls chasing him and he's entertaining it. Like, if he's doing this now when we're single, it ain't just going to magically fix itself when we're married. And so you kind of have red flags and give off the signs that you will cheat, right? So as a young man, it's like, if you're trying to have a successful marriage, really take a second and look at all of the women in your life. And if they're not actually friends, if you want to date them, if you want to be with them, if you want to have a romantic relationship with them, if you just want to screw them, that's not a friend. And you need to separate yourself from these relationships, because by doing that, that allows you now to make room for, if you want to get married, it makes room for you to now have a wife and a successful marriage. But if you're not doing these things, you're really just setting yourself up for failure. The other part of it too is that when you are talking to so many women a lot, you get addicted subconsciously to the attention, because when one person's not giving you attention, you run to the other one for attention. Then when one's not giving you attention, you run to the other. So it's like you're constantly being fed feminine attention nonstop. And so now when you're married and you mess up, which you will, and you do something you're not supposed to do, which you will, and you say something you're not supposed to say, which you will, because you're human, your wife in that moment may stop giving you attention, but you're so addicted to feminine attention that if she doesn't give you attention long enough, you'll go outside and try to get it somewhere else. And now you start to go down that nice little snowball of leading into affairs and cheating and stepping out of your relationship, or, you know, defying your wife's trust. You don't want those problems. So you do the work now. Do it while you're single. That's how I did it. When I was single, I did not entertain anyone who was not an actual friend. Like, if you was trying to mess with me or sleep with me or whatever, we didn't talk. We don't need to. We're not friends. Us getting closer is just me creating a problem I'm going to have to deal with later on. Why? And for my young ladies, it would be the same thing. It's like, stop keeping guys around who just serve for your amusement or are an emotional crutch for you. When you need to cry, you call this guy because he understands you so well, but you do not want to date him. You don't want to be with him, but, you know, he's that emotional crutch, or he's just so fun to be around, or he pays for everything every time you guys go out. You know, you already told him you're not going to sleep with him, but he just wants to keep. Why? Because now if I'm the guy that's supposed to be with you, and one day I go to the movies and I see you with this guy, I'm going to assume that's the person, that's your boyfriend. If he's behaving like a boyfriend and he's in the role of a boyfriend, that's what I'm going to think. And if it's not, then I'm going to be like, yo, why do you entertain guys that you know want to be with you? What's the point of that? Why even put yourself in that situation? So please, take a moment. Go through your contact list. Go through your favorites. And start asking yourself, is this person actually my friend, or is this someone I want to be with? And here's the other part to this too. Like, if you don't want them to be a friend and you've never tried to be with them, you've never taken a shot, take a shot. Ask the person out on a date. Like, be willing to lose the relationship, because what's the point of just being around someone you want to be with but you never try? Try. If it works, hey, invite me to the wedding. And if it doesn't work, move on. But stop holding on to a failure or a potential. If you're not going to make a move, if you're not going to really try to talk to the person, and I would hope this person is in a position to be like, don't be chasing no married women or people who's already dating somebody. Don't do that. It works in the movies, doesn't work in real life. Like, again, look at the people in your life who you are calling friends and ask yourself, are these actually people who are actually friends? Is our relationship purely platonic, Or does this person like me? Do I secretly like this person? Do I want to be with this person? Do we have a history, a sexual history, an intimate history where we showed deep emotional vulnerabilities that friends would not normally share, but lovers would? Have we been more lovers than we have been friends? And if that's the truth, then don't call them a friend. And when you start to label your relationships properly, then you'll be able to have better boundaries. And once you have better boundaries, you now are setting yourself up to receive the relationship that you actually do want. Once you remove the people who are taking up the space that they should not be in, it opens the door for the right people to take the spots that they should be in. So once you remove all of your friends who are really like you or really trying to screw you or vice versa, once you get rid of them, what ends up happening is you find the person you're actually supposed to be in a relationship with because you've now made room for them, but you also actually find real friends. Friends who are not trying to be with you. That's the last thing on their mind. Didn't even cross their mind to be with you. They are actually purely friends. And those friends actually tend to complement your relationship very well. All of my friends who are actually my friends complement my marriage and my relationships extremely well. All my close friends have great relationships with my wife. They actually have their own relationship with my wife because they were friends. They were my friends. They weren't people trying to be with me. And so when they met my wife, they looked at my wife as an extension of me, which is why they were able to be close with my wife and have their own relationship with my wife, because they looked at her as an extension of me, not an obstacle or someone that's preventing them from getting what they truly want. So I hope you guys take heed to this, especially those who are already married or in relationships. Like, don't jeopardize what you have by holding on to something that you lost or you never had. Don't give up your future for an ex. For what? An ex is an ex for a reason. You don't need to keep them around. You don't need to keep texting them on their birthday. Like, let an ex be an ex. And yes, are there exceptions to the rule? Sure there are. You know what I mean? But usually, if you're looking to be the exception to the rule, you're probably not. Are there instances where, okay, you know, we dated when we were 16, maybe like for a couple months, never ever talked again, and then once every blue moon, you know, you send a very platonic safe message? Sure. But I would keep that relationship at an associate level. I wouldn't be talking to this person every day, sharing deep secrets. No, I wouldn't do that. Got to guard your heart, guard your relationships. Boundaries. So I hope you guys take some time to properly characterize your relationships. And the people who are not friends, stop calling them friends. I hope you guys got something out of this. And if you're in a relationship and your partner is doing this, send this video to them. All right? Whoever can benefit, send it on through. I love you guys. It's been fun. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, share with the friends and the homies. It's been another episode of Cell Speaks. Peace out.